Every business faces challenges. Whether you need more space, a better location, or a little more curb appeal, a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, can help you find the right place to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. If you're a consumer, you may be debating whether you want to shop online or head out to brave the crowds at brick-and-mortar stores this holiday season. Well, mall owners are trying to sweeten the deal for you. They're bringing out all the bells and whistles and lots of decorations as they try to compete with online retailers to turn a profit this season. Joining me now in our studio to talk about just how much they're spending is Wall Street Journal reporter Esther Fung. Esther, malls typically do different things around the holidays to try to drum up traffic. Pictures with Santa, holiday lights, trees, wreaths. But you found that some are doing even more than usual this year. How are they getting more creative to get shoppers in the door?
So it's the larger and the more well-off centers that have the resources to become more creative. Some, particularly in the South, they might be bringing out temporary ice skating rinks, and they're making them outdoor ice skating rinks, which brings out the novelty because sometimes the ice skating rinks over there tend to be indoor, and I've heard that lots of people like skating under the stars. So that's a big plus. There are others that include winter castles in their malls, and having pictures taken with Santa is a given. And I think every mall has it.
That's like sort of a mainstay now. It sounds like they're really ramping up what they can offer in terms of physical space that online retailers like Amazon can't. I guess the hope is that they have somewhat of an advantage, at least there, in creating a destination for shoppers to want to come to and stay.
That's right. It's all about the experiential offerings that they bring to the table. And also, their goal is to create customer loyalty and to encourage people to think of their centers or their malls when they think about doing something as a family. So the goal isn't so much to make them spend all their money in the mall. They're very clear that some of them are definitely going to do online shopping this season. But the idea is to encourage them to come out.
And what did you find out about how much more mall owners are spending? Are they spending more than they have typically in the past?
So I've read that in the past, some of these mall owners would spend perhaps $70,000 on mall decorations. But in my talks with some of the retail consultants, they said that some of the top mall owners, they can spend as much as $500,000 on
wow.
these decorations. So they're putting up a fight. And they want to make sure that they can still draw people out during this season.
Sounds like it. I'm speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Esther Fung about how much mall owners are spending this holiday season, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
You've heard it a million times. Location, location, location. Well, that's because location's important, and it's the reason this ad, targeted at you, isn't located before a podcast about the history of ice dancing. If you own a business, you know the importance of location, which is why you need a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, a real estate expert who can help you find the perfect location to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
Welcome back, everybody. Esther, mall owners are certainly aware of the challenges they're facing from online retailers. How is that affecting their expectations for this holiday season?
So they still hope, of course, that people would still spend in their malls or spend in their outdoor centers. The metric that they usually use to gauge how successful they are would be sales per square foot. But a lot of these owners now realize that a lot of sales that should be attributed to these four walls don't get recorded because people may go to the store, try on something, and they may end up buying online. So they're not too fixated on that anymore. And the idea is to draw foot traffic. A lot more owners are now putting traffic counters and reminding their tenants that, hey, you're still getting foot traffic, you're still getting footfall, you're still getting eyeballs here. Keep your lease here.
Esther, in terms of what mall owners are doing and how much they're spending this holiday season, what do we know about whether it's working? Is it translating into more traffic and sales?
So, yes, the owners tell me that it does translate to more foot traffic, at least from what they've seen so far. As for sales, they do mention that they are hopeful that they would get more sales this time. But for the retailers themselves, one of the things that they are concerned about is profitability. You're getting all these sales, but at what cost? They could have high year-on-year sales growth, but if their expenses are also increasing and they realize maybe it's not as profitable as before, they might have some painful conversations next year when it comes to renewing the lease.
You actually anticipated one of my next questions about the danger of overspending. That has to be a concern for mall owners as they try all they can do to draw in shoppers. I imagine they must be thinking, what if I spend too much and I don't make back at least what I spent to get shoppers to come here and spend?
Mall owners definitely consider that as well. But in this current environment, they have to be more aggressive. They're not going down without a fight. And while they would like to see a huge increase in sales because of all their efforts, they also look at the number of social media mentions that they get when they put up some of these events. How many pictures are taken on Instagram, shared on Facebook, with, of course, their center's hashtags. That is also something that they are using to justify all this expenditure.
And a way for them to get into the online space, too.
Exactly.
All right. I've been speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Esther Fung. Esther, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York.
Is Alexa part of your life? Then make Your Money Matters part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.